But our focus is this. We try to be successful in three key areas, being relationally rich, physically fit, and financially free. And so we kind of think if you get those areas of your life correct, it's probably going to be pretty decent.
So today on C-Level, I have Todd Burkhalter. He is the CEO of Drive Planning. He's also the author of the new book, Bulletproof Your Finances. So Todd, what's up, man?
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on. And it's always going to be fun to talk about the book and everything that we do at Drive Planning and share that with more folks. So thank you again for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming on. So I'm really interested in people's stories and their journey through through their career. So tell me a little bit about yours. How'd you get started?
So yeah, I was a college baseball player, and so I love to compete. I love to win. I love to do things like that. And after I got out of school, and I kind of always knew that I wanted to be something in, as it relates to money. I had a few older people in my life, mentor types that I kind of pointed to and thought, man, I really liked it. I kind of like the way they roll. I like to be like that. And so that's kind of what led me towards a pretty small financial group in Atlanta. And yeah, spent 12 years there and really wanted to own my own place and really wanted to kind of create. I'm very entrepreneurial by nature, and I really wanted to create something that was unique and do things a little bit differently than probably other people in the industry were doing. And so that's, long story short, it's led me to create Drive Planning that we now operate out of, headquartered in Atlanta, in Midtown Atlanta, as well. We have three offices in Atlanta, and I'm located right now currently in St. Petersburg, where we're opened up, just opened our newest office.
Also, are they allowing you guys to the beach yet, or what's the deal?
They're not. Yeah, we've been quarantined here for what feels like eternity. But there are, again, I don't claim it to be such a sad song, because there's worse places to be quarantined than here. The weather's beautiful. You can walk by the beach, you can't quite get on the beach. And so it's, you can see it, can't touch it yet.
Yeah. So, so you have a office in Atlanta. One of the things I love about Atlanta is it's a great place for entrepreneurs and people to, you know, you just sense this vibe of entrepreneurial spirit. So you started your company Drive Planning. So tell me a little bit about what you guys do over there.
Yeah. And so, after being in the financial industry, doing things very traditionally, very what you would think of as probably a very traditional financial planning firm, I saw people that had a lot of money, but they weren't always what I would call successful. You know, you can have a big old bank account and then lead a rest of your life, be a miserable life. A lot of people would suggest I'm willing to give it a go. Let me try it. But
I always say success has nothing to do with money. That's just one man's opinion. I believe that success has everything to do with happiness.
Agreed. Yeah, fully agree. And so at Drive Planning, we kind of set out to create a full success package for whether it's an individual, entrepreneur, business owner, whatever. It's funny, we've got a lot of women who have become clients for whatever reason. But our focus is this. We try to be successful in three key areas, being relationally rich, physically fit, and financially free. And so we kind of think if you get those areas of your life correct, it's probably going to be pretty decent. You can pretty much, keep it between the rails, I think, if you've gotten those three areas under check.
So say those three things again.
Yeah, so we go through basically 90-day increments where we provide new action items in three areas. Relationally rich, we do some study of people of how they operate and what are some of their tendencies, what are some of their strong suits, strengths, weaknesses, and help them relate to whether it's a business partner or whether it's a spouse, and how you communicate and all those things on all different levels creates what is a good or a bad relationship. And so we really check in every 90 days on how are you doing with this, or this is the thing that we've been wanting to work towards, how are you doing with that? The second piece is physically fit. We have a couple of folks that run different types of boot camps and things of that nature. And literally our goal, though, is not to make CrossFitters out of people. Certainly, I'm clearly not that. But just to get people up and moving every day, just to get people up. But, you know, there's tons of studies
out there. Especially now. Like, I mean, you know, it's right? Lock down the gyms. You know, you got to stay active. You got to continue to keep yourself fit.
Yeah, well put. But, you know, there's tons of studies out there that show that if you get up and move every day and you have some level of activity, that you got more bandwidth at the end of the day, your patience, and you get more done and you just feel better. And obviously your life and your health is better, of course. But really the bread and butter, quite frankly, still is on the latter part of those three things, being financially free and teaching people to do things. What I think is, I don't think it's radical anymore, but I think traditional financial planning is not what we do. We teach people about cash flow and how to have impact on your life today, not storehouse money off till, you know, you're 65 or so years old. And so we teach people how to invest differently, that has contractual guarantees, that has structure in it, that you can count on, and it's very predictable. But it, more importantly, it's really impacting how you have freedom today from a lot of the pressure that exists around just having a 9-to-5 or a W-2 style job. We try to change that up for people and really help them to create a lifestyle that they desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I think, you know, it's that balance. You know, I think people need to realize, and you mentioned cash flow. You know, I look at, you know, you got to live today, right? You still need to do things. I mean, so like if you're just, well, it depends on where you're at in your career, I guess, too, right? So if you're just starting out, then you know, you can maybe invest, you take a little bit more risks in your investments and stuff like that. But cash flow is key. And if you can figure out what you're budgeting, like what you need to really live on. And let's face it, you don't really need a ton of money to live a happy life. You know, what do you really, really need to live on? I mean, we're very blessed in this country, but sure. You figure out what that is. And then you figure out what your lifestyle is and stay within your means. And then the cash flow, you need to know exactly how much cash flow you have coming in to then start reinvesting it. So I think you hit the nail right on the head. Cash flow is the most important thing, you know, in life to operate and get the things
right. And if you look at the time that we're living through right now, with we're filming and talking to each other right now, kind of on the tail end of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, and I think, boy, it's been really highlighted right now when everything comes to a grinding stop. You're like, whoa, wait a minute! I had all these sources of income, or I had this, or I thought I had that. It really makes people step back and reevaluate, you know, where are my money sources and how quickly can they be cut off? And again, it's hard to, I think anybody that suggests to you they were prepared for this, I think you're either lying or in a fantasy world or something, because we've really never seen anything like we've experienced over the last month.
Mm-hmm. And that's the multiple streams of income. I talk about that too, because you never know. Well, industries, there's some industry specific things that could happen. So if you have only one line mm-hmm. of income, right, something happens in your industry,
right,
that could put you in a bad position. So making sure that you have different streams of income, whether it's different companies that are generating cash flow, whether having a company and having different products in different sectors. In an event like this, you know, everything, it's that trickle down effect. So, yes. So you're going to see things kind of drying up a little bit on each thing. But if you've got so many sources of income, you might not be making so much in each one, but if you're making a little bit, and it goes right back to that cash flow, right? Is making sure that you're maintaining that healthy lifestyle. And you know, you understand what your cash flow is, but all these little sources are kind of feeding into your main, you know, source.
Yep, for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about your book. So Bulletproof Your Finances. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So it's something that I've had kind of in my mind for quite a long time, and really wanting to have something that is almost like a deliverable or what have you, that just kind of spells out what we believe and how we do things and what makes us different. And it's really came about, I guess, almost because of the pandemic. I had a fair bit of time on my hands, as did a lot of people. And so I really just started pounding it out. And 3 or 4 days after it was released, I had a kind of an eye-opening experience. I thought it was really cool. I opened up my phone or whatever I was looking at it on, and on Amazon, it was listed as number one new release in financial education space. So I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. So I've had some really good opportunities come about because of that. And so it's been really a blessing for sure. But it really serves as a step-by-step guide as to how do you design your finances to be able to weather any type of storm or bulletproof towards anything. Because whether it's a pandemic or whether it's an economic crisis, there's always going to be something that's coming. And we don't always know what it is, but there's some foundational principles of just things to do that will help you be more prepared for whatever comes along. And so the book really walks step by step through the financial model that we take our clients through that looks at protection, at savings and growth. There's 27 different places in the world where someone can make a money decision that we walk through in the book together, just kind of step by step of what you can, questions you'll have, thoughts you'll have, how you address certain situations. So it's really a good guide for people at any stage, because some of the cash flow and things that, and the investment ideas that are contractually guaranteed, contractual wealth, those are new ideas to a lot of people. And my hope is that, and I've seen it come a little bit to fruition so far, just in this short time it's been released, is that people will read it and realize there's a better way than what Wall Street or other pundits out there are telling me to do things. There's a better methodology. You don't just have to throw your money in the stock market. And when something happens, and something always will happen, you sit back and go, oh, well, everybody lost, or oh, well, it didn't. That's not true. And so there is a better methodology. And we kind of spell it out in the book. And again, it's been a real success and blessing so far.
That's awesome. So what would you say America has learned financially from the coronavirus?
Yeah, great question. You know, as we think about, again, I'm hopeful that we're on the tail end of this thing here, and I think people are starting to see some lessons. And while a lot of people out there, even me included, talks about cash flow, there is still value of having a lot of reserves, a lot of cash on hand, and just stability if things do get cut off. And they obviously, we've seen they can get cut off, albeit unusual times that can happen. And I think people will start being a little more prepared on a reserve basis. But the big idea is kind of like I just mentioned, is I want people to wake up, and I hope people have learned that you have to stop putting so much money at risk. There is no need, there's no basis for it. But again, it's kind of a go-to financial move that we've all kind of as Americans been taught of putting money away into qualified plans, and someday you'll have enough money to live on. But yet the market keeps going up, and then it'll drop, and up and up and up, and it'll drop. And so it just doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. So in closing here, what would be one piece of financial advice that you'd give somebody that's obviously in this time of this recording is during the coronavirus? What would that be?
As you move forward from this point going forward, I would encourage it. And I literally got this question today. This a good buddy of mine. He said, hey, I picked up your book, not all the way through it, but I've got this amount of money. What would I do? And the advice I gave him is the same advice I'll tell you as a response to that question, is lean towards contractual wealth. There's two types of wealth that can be built. There's statement wealth. You get a statement in the mail and you either, it's either good or bad, or you're happy or sad, but you had very little control over how it came about. And then on the flip side of that, there's contractual wealth, where you help structure the deal, you help put some contractual guarantees in place with whatever provider, whatever thing or entity you are investing in. and you can count on it. It's more valuable than just leaving things to the whims of whatever happens, happens. So, you know, again, good advice going forward, I think, for anybody is yield, always yield towards contractual wealth.
That's really good. I love that. So if you have money to invest, now's the time to invest in what's called contractual wealth, where you have a little bit more control over, as opposed to relying on something else or someone else to kind of manage that. I really love that information, Todd. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.